Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patrick. Oh, that's not open. They're resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning. And I'm seeing the job really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm it's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow-up for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No said, way!
Wow.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Soul Spark Visionaries. I'm your host this afternoon. I'm Adam from Adam. I'm happy, as always, to be back in the Blog Talk Radio airwaves, bringing you visions of inspiration eye to eye. And I'm happy to always be joined by my lovely and the one and only adorable queen goddess of the sunshine down in Florida, Patsy Aguero, the psychic artist herself. Good evening, Patsy. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Adam. I always love your intros. You're such a beautiful man. How are you tonight?
Patsy, I'm doing great. I am in Atlanta, Georgia, where the weather has been so iffy. We started off the week. It was just dreary and raining. Then it got really warm and beautiful by Tuesday, and then Wednesday and Thursday it was freezing cold. And I woke up this morning, it was like 30 degrees. And now as the sun has gone down and this full snow moon has come out, the temperature has risen, and it's now actually becoming a warm night. And I'm actually feeling a little warm because I had on an extra coat. But
Wow. That
weather, Patsy, has pretty much mimicked my emotional state over the past week. I had to do the hard work that most of us humans hate doing of relocating and moving after living in the place for 2 years, having no idea, Patsy, that I was a hoarder. Until it was time to, Patsy, I have no idea where all this stuff came from, but I was cursing your name, just to let you know. I was like, well, this is for Patsy. Patsy gave me this, and Patsy gave me this. So like, hold on, I got to take this because this is from Patsy. And I was like,
oh my God.
Stuff. She's turning me into a little hoarder like her. But it was funny, but Patsy, it was funny that I had so much stuff that you had, a lot of things you have given me.
That That's
at the
pretty
time,
funny.
It worked really beautiful in my place. When it was time to move, I kept trying to figure out where did all this stuff come from. I don't ever remember going to buy anything. And I remember, I got so much stuff from Patsy that she gave it to me. But anyway, Patsy, you know, moving is always emotional, you know. It is so connected to how we like to love to hold on to stuff. It was so hard to depart with some things. Things past I hadn't used in years. I just did not want to depart with, and I had to downsize into a smaller place, and so I had to put some stuff in storage and give some stuff away, and I just it was just hard to give up my stuff. Like, I just didn't want to depart with my stuff that I hadn't used or even looked at in years. I just didn't want to depart with my stuff. But at the same time, when I finally made a decision to let go of some stuff and I took a bunch of clothes to the Goodwill, clothes, Patsy, I was just holding on to for no reason other than, oh, I can't. That's my favorite shirt from back in 15 years ago or whatever foolishness I was doing. But when I let some of this stuff go to the goodwill, I felt like I had a purging that happened to me of a disconnect. And anyway, it was just it's been a you know, very emotional week of just letting go and moving and all that comes along with that. But at the end of it all, I feel, you know, I really feel like I've released, you know, and I'm understanding the practice of detachment. So that's the type of week that I've been having, Patsy. What about yourself? What's going on with you?
I have been so high and feeling so good, and I know about moving. One year I moved 12 times in one year, so I know about moving. And but the worst thing is I just collect more when I move. I don't let go. So I'm sure that was a really good feeling for you to start letting some stuff go.
Absolutely.
I had an interesting story this week. This is real quick, and then I have something I want to talk about. But this friend of mine, I saw she had a post on Facebook, and she was making these goddess kind of crowns for people, headdresses. So she said, you know, if any of you have any extra, you know, scraps of different things, like if you have any extra peacock feathers or something like that, you know, they could use them. And I thought, well, la-di-da-da-da, who has extra peacock feathers, you know? I thought that was a pretty extravagant gift to ask somebody to let go of and stuff. And I just was laughing about it. And I went to my front door, and I opened the door, and there was a bang, like something dropped at my feet. And I looked down, and guess what it was?
Peacock feathers.
You know? Yeah, like a 24 peacock feathers. I had a wreath on my door that was so high up I never even saw it. And obviously the hanger broke or something that it was on, and it just, all these feathers fell to my feet. And I thought, well, isn't that something?
That is hilarious.
So,
that is hilarious.
And
thing, that's a beautiful
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it is. I know. And so, you know, we call it synchronicity, and it happens to everybody. And I think it's because I've been practicing more equanimity lately of just being mindful and being where I am. And, you know, Adam, because I've been doing that, I've been practicing letting go of what other people think of me and practicing being in my own skin. And I have been really, really taking a personal inventory lately. And I wanted to share that with people because, you know, with all this, we're being bombarded on all the social media and our connections and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and blah, 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 blah. And he said, she said, we just get sucked into all that stuff. And, you know, it's just overwhelming. And I think because it's so overwhelming, I think it encourages addiction, you know, more eating, more drinking, anything to stop the pain of feeling helpless and all this craziness. And so, you know, I was thinking about people that are raised with, you know, really nice high moral standards or strict religious backgrounds and everything. They're used to judging themselves, you know, making sure they're on the right beam, on the right track and all this stuff. And then that judgment goes into other people. Are they on the beam? Are they acting the right way and all that stuff? And, you know, when we grow up, that inner critic, it doesn't shut up. You know, it's just, it's that inner demanding parent or the rigid culture that we might have come from, or maybe the church that we came from. We have the old tapes of it just plagues us, you know, long way, way past the phase of being in that church or whatever. And so now we're just faced, when all that stuff is gone, we're faced with our own selves. And so we continue to maybe criticize or judge other people based on all that stuff that we learned as children. It's like, the reason I said that is because my mama told me that, or her mama, or my auntie, or blah, 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 and not living in our own shoes. And so we start this, what I call shadow boxing. You know, we're fighting with sin or evil or whatever it is. And shadow boxing is right at the heart of all spiritual awakening, because once you can start looking at your own shadow, then you can start facing the truth. You know, like if I'm condemning somebody else, you know, what is it in me that's making me see this, you know. And there's a saying I'm sure all of you have heard, and it says, the truth will set you free. And then I added on, but at first it will really piss you off. So it is funny. So I was thinking this calls for like a realistic inventory of ourselves. You know, are you willing to do that? The good, the bad, the ugly, whatever. Write it down on paper. You know, it's like, and there's something about writing down on paper, Adam. I'm not talking about typing. I'm not talking about computer. I'm not talking about dictating. But what goes from your heart to your hand is very powerful, because a lot of therapists make you do that. Write it down. Get it up. And so when we start facing our dark side, and I'm reminded of John 1:5 is, the light shines on inside the darkness. It is the light that darkness cannot overcome. So we all want to be in the light, but yet we're looking at somebody else. So my challenge to everybody is for you to write down, like, make a list of your resentments. Make a list of your fears. Make a list of your sexual misconducts. And then write by the person's name, put what happened. You know, maybe you loaned somebody some money and you're still resentful they never did pay you back. Then make a list of what was your part in it. You know, and that's a real important thing. We can look almost everybody that we're mad at or did that. We always have a part in it. We always think that we did this or they did this to me, but we all have a part. And we all had a part what happened in the world right now. You know, it just didn't happen out of emptiness. And so once you turn that light on yourself and you see what your part was in these events, then, you know, it's like that old saying that Jesus said, why do you observe the splinter in your brother's eyes and never notice the plank in your own? And that's the kind of inventory I'm speaking of, about seeing yourself. And so I'm saying, you know, turn up the love, turn up the light. And I've been practicing that lately, and then all the synchronicity is happening, and it's like overwhelming, the synchronicity. And I feel like I'm walking on air. I can't even go outside without saying thank you, thank you. I'm so happy I live where I am. And I know you have explained to me before about, we've talked about the plank in your own eye or the rock or the something that's what's blocking you. So what do you think about that, Adam, about looking at yourself and me?
I always love that passage, and I love that because it's part of human nature for us to criticize and condemn other people's faults and negativity. And being blind to our own frailty, our own faults. And sometimes that passage can be interpreted as, or sometimes a debate about, is that passage in reference to a beam of light? And I know, Patsy, growing up, we played basketball on a dirt court. And I thought everyone grew up playing basketball on dirt. We didn't have a YMCA. We didn't have a park. We just had a dirt basketball court. And during the summer months when it was really dry, that court would get so dusty and it would be so easy to get sand in your face. And someone was always having dirt in their face or dust, sand blown in their face. And so many times when that would happen, and if you couldn't help get the speck of sand or dust of their eye in the direct, with you being in the direct sunlight. Because of the light will blind you. So you had to get in the shade so you can see very clear, very carefully how to get that speck out. Or you could be blinded by the light and you could end up doing more damage. When first you have to get the sunbeam, or you got to get the light out of your own eye, that glare of that sun out of your eye so you can see clearly. And sometimes, Pastor, we're so blinded by revelation, by light. We get it. We read something. There's something from Marianne Williamson or Neil Donald Walsh or Deepak Chopra, or any of our favorite authors or writers, and or even in revelations from the Bible. And we're so ready to go quick and condemn and judge. But first, we need to be careful and let that light soak in us first, and see, well, where are we falling short at? Where can we take inventory? What are our faults? And we all to condemn. And one of my favorite sayings from a very well-known evangelical Christian and missionary from the early part of the century, he used to say, Pastor, whenever he would see a person criticized by another colleague or somebody, a peer, and they would say, can you believe that person doing such and such? Or you can believe that person? He says, but for the grace of God, there go I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, Pastor, everybody is doing the best that they can. And you must realize that you share those same faults, those same characteristics. And this isn't to give people an excuse and not hold them accountable, but it is giving you the accountability not to condemn and criticize so quickly without first looking and taking inventory of yourself. And do you see that behavior that's irritating you or bothering you? How have you overcome it? How have you dealt with it? And maybe you can give that person some grace, realizing there was points in time and seasons in your life where you carried the same arrogance, where you were the same, where you carried the same judgment,
right,
where you gossiped, where you struggled in the same sin. And someone had to give you grace. The universe had to give you grace. And it can be very blinding when we see the light to not let other people give them that. We want to just immediately – We don't want to look at ourselves first. That's just part of human nature. And even when you study psychology, Patsy, everyone is so quick to justify their behavior as being internally or pathologically motivated. Here's an example. If you're driving in traffic, Patsy, and you cut off somebody and you're rushing, and I say, Patsy, why'd you get that person off? And you say, well, we're late for work. I mean, we're late.
Right.
We're late. We got to get to where we got to get to. So we give ourselves what they call external blame. We project ours as external. Now, when you get cut off, you don't look at the external reasons cutting that person off. We automatically go into an interior motive. Because she's a jerk. That's why she cut me off. She thinks she's all this world. He's lying because he just lies for no reason. He just likes to lie. Well, why did you lie? I lied because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and I was trying to protect people. So we always give ourselves this external – there's always an external reason why we're doing our stuff. When it comes to other people, we automatically do it – we automatically pathologically judge them as some interior pathological fault. Oh, that's just who they are. They can never be trusted. But why did you let so-and-so down? Because I had too much commitment. I already had too much on my plate. Like, we don't want it, we don't offer the same grace that we give ourselves or our fault to other people and their fault. And if we can begin to start doing that, Patsy, we can experience much more satisfaction with our interpersonal relationships and friendships.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
and you know,
I love this topic.
A friend of mine says, when you say, God, that guy is just an idiot, then you should follow it with, just like me. Oh, that girl is overeating, just like me. I mean, just put that mirror back in yourself, and it is an instant humbling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor, I would love to get our callers join in on this conversation, get their experience, and what's a question you think we can ask them to invite them and enroll them in on this discussion or conversation with us?
Well, how about maybe like when you see negativity in others, do you condemn and criticize them immediately, or do you maybe try to connect your feelings with theirs and your own faults and give them grace or share grace with them?
Okay, and find out how likely are they. Okay, well, Pastor, let's get our calls on this conversation in this. Also offer our intuitive insight for those who are seeking some type of higher wisdom about their day-to-day life situation. All right, our first caller, Patsy, the last four digits are 4252. Call the last four digits, 4252. You're live in the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi, caller with the last digits, 4252. You're live in the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Kate. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Kate. How are you tonight?
Hi, good, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call, both of you.
Well, we're thrilled you're on the air. It's a great Friday night. Have you been listening to the program, Kate?
I just called in. I I was hearing part of the previous caller. I think you gave wonderful advice.
So our question is, when you see negativity in other people, do you instantly, you know, form an opinion and criticize them or condemn them? Or do you just maybe empathize with them and connect with them and see you have your own faults and show grace to them? How do you handle situations like that?
I think it's, you know, it depends on the moment, because sometimes, you know, we don't have that second to think, like, oh, you know, maybe we go into self-protective mode right away and have to shield ourselves. Or maybe, you know, if it's a good day and we've, like, taken a breath, we can say, oh, you know, I can recognize that maybe I was hurt like that person at one time. And
wow, that's really good.
Yeah. Well, that sounds really beautiful, beautiful. Kate, would you like me to pull a card for you?
If you wouldn't mind, please. Yes, I'm going through something.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pull three cards for you here, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
This first one is pretty positive. It's all about good financial gifts coming your way, okay? So it looks like usually this card might say that it's coming from maybe a business or something like that, but I'm picking up that you're going to get some kind of special gift or some small token from somebody that's very close to you. You know, it could be a friend, it could be a lover, but I'm seeing it not in the form of cash, but I'm seeing it in the form of some kind of present that means much more to you emotionally than the cash would mean. Does that make sense?
Oh, that sounds beautiful. I don't know who it could be offhand, but that sounds very lovely.
Well, whatever it is, I think it's going to overwhelm you so much. You're going to want to, you're going to be inspired to share your generosity with other people, whether it's by a kind word or a kind gesture or buying somebody a cup of coffee. But I think it's one of those things that you're going to feel in an attitude of gratitude and sharing back with, you know, passing it on with somebody else. So I think that that's going to be a really good thing for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And the other one that I see, which is very interesting, it also comes in, well, it's not in the form of cash, but it comes in the form of more of an emotional, are you in a relationship right now?
No, only work relationships.
Well, I think this is about a relationship that's coming, that it's going to come fast, but then it's going to go to a standstill real quick. So, and I think both of you are going to decide to step away from it, but it's going to show up, and right when you get your hopes up, it's going to fade out, but it's going to be for the best. Because you're going to sacrifice that because you're going to have a better one right after that. So I think you need to keep your eyes open, because I think it's going to be a real important, significant romance that's coming up for you. So I think that's real important that you pay attention to that. And then the last card, let me flip this over. It looks like there's some kind of figure, some kind of mentor or something like that, that is going to appear to you, that's going to be real, real sinful and insightful, sensitive, not sinful, that would be fun, real sensitive and insightful, and she is going to kind of be in the middle of this thing that I just talked about, and she's going to help you get in touch with your intuition more. And she is going to help you to learn how to nurture yourself more. And through her, that's how you're going to attract that second person. So I see two people lined up in the next 90 days for you. So you need to keep your eyes open. So that's what I see, Miss Kate. So have a great Valentine's Day. And I'll see what Adam sees.
Yeah, that's
hey,
working
Kay.
Its magic already. Thank you.
Good.
Well, Kay, I am also seeing all of that positivity that Patsy is seeing, especially in regards to moving into a space where you're going to be working on developing your intuition and just enhancing your spirituality. And I also see people mm-hmm. helping you out with some type of gift, gracious gift. I think it's a job opportunity, or it's going to be somebody open up a door for you to move. But however, Kay, I am a huge fog of negativity energy around you, situational, mm-hmm. emotional, very dark emotional around you. And it's because mm-hmm. you're not choosing the unknown that you know. You're staying comfortable, but you're staying in a bad place because you don't know what else is out there. Or you don't, for whatever reason, whether it's work-related or living in your living environment or who you're living with or work-related, it's hard to tell. It could be a combination of both. But I do know this, my dear. You've got to just get out. And
wow.
just I know you don't know what's out there, and you're thinking that what's out there is scarier than what's where you're at, but it's not the case. Where you're at is more scary. You should not be concerned about what's out there and a great unknown, because what you're staying in is more scary than what's out there. Does this make sense
wow.
to you?
I'm sorry?
Does this make sense to you?
You hit on it. That's really why I had called it. You kind of combined everything right there, because I am working with somebody and it feels kind of scary and I'm trying to push through it. But here's, you know, why what you said really resonated. He comes to my house to work. So you hit it that right there, that it's either work or living. So, yeah, and I've been feeling kind of, it's almost like, I don't know, I guess like if you hang around negativity, it starts to, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of spread its web around you, you know? So I've been feeling
There's mm-hmm. a lot of feeling of bondage and feeling kind of like just a dark place, like a guilt and bondage, but you've got to just get out. Like, I know it's scary, but it's not as scary getting out, because as Patsy saw, there's a grace that's going to be given to you. A gift is going to be given to you. It's going to be helpful for exactly what you need. And it's going to really begin to open up the other areas of your life when it comes to your enhancing
yeah.
your spirituality, your spiritual gifts, and then eventually lead into other healthy partnerships. And then I'm seeing this relationship, this work relationship, it'll come back, but it'll be in a better, more conducive way, an arrangement for you that serves you well.
That's just amazing. That's just,
wow. Well, Kay, I hope that information gives you enough to be able to get more insight and clarity. And I wish you all the best. And thank you for sharing your Friday night with us.
Thank you both. Thank you. Many blessings to you both. Thank you for sharing your gifts with the world. God bless you both. Thank you.
God bless you. Many blessings. All right, let's
thank
go to our
you.
Next caller. The last four digits are 3777. Caller with the last four digits, 3777. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hi, caller, last four digits, 3777. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Good. Nice to meet you, too. I think my friend Patsy has accidentally been dropped off our caller list, but she'll be calling right back in, and there she go right there. Patsy, you're back with us?
Yes, I am. We got cut off.
Okay. Sorry about that, Patsy. We're having some technical difficulties. We have a caller from Sacramento. What's your name again, my friend, from Sacramento?
Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you tonight?
Hi. Well, I am looking for permanent employment, and I've manifested
mm-hmm.
some very nice opportunities. I'm going through a intense background check with HelpNet 17, and so that might be a possibility. Also, I passed the PG&E test on Sunday, and I'm going in for a SMUD test tomorrow. Franklin Templeton might be a possibility, and Owen Dunn. Do you think that I'll be working soon in a permanent job?
Well, most of the things you mentioned were Greek to me, those things, those work-related things. And
yes.
But I'm going to tell you, Wendy, you know, pulling this first card for you, you know, there's 22 spiritual cards in the deck of 78 cards. And I only pulled three cards for you when you were talking, and two of them were spiritual. So this first one is totally about your job, which is pretty, pretty awesome. So it's all about there will be a male figure coming in your life, and he will be in a position of authority, and he's going to be very trustworthy. And he is going to almost be like a mentor or partner for you. And he's like an old fashioned kind of guy. He's not real slick or whatever, and I think he's going to have a lot of compassion, and I think this is a person that's going to hire you. This is a person that's either going to hire you or is going to be working there with you, but he's going to give you a lot of strength, and he's going to help you, you know, with money and help you in the long term. Okay, so I don't think this is like a fly-by-night kind of situation. I think this is more of a permanent thing for you. So I see it coming really, really fast. So
that's
wonderful.
And,
yeah, I see it real clear. Go ahead.
So do you? Will I get more than one offer? Will I be working within the next few weeks? What do you see?
Well, I usually predict 90 days out. So it could be any time within those 90 days. I have a feeling there's going to be a few more hoops for you to jump through. Okay, so I don't think it's like Monday you're going to get the call. But I think that harmony is going to prevail for you, okay? And that it's going to take a little bit of time, but everything is going to work out in perfect order. Okay, and as a result of this, and I'm reading into your next card, there's going to be some travel, all right? So your everyday life is going to be a little bit difficult because I think your job is going to be a little bit more demanding for a while, and but you're going to be able to enjoy it in the long run. So the hard work that you put into it today, you know, or when it happens, is going to really pay off. So when at first you might say, I can't believe I went ahead and accepted this job and it's kind of hard and I should not. Don't doubt yourself. You're going to be pulled into the perfect place, the perfect position, and the perfect, like I said, there's going to be a man there, the perfect mentor for you. So I think it's really, really positive. So I'm guessing within the next 6 weeks, it may not be 3 months out, but normally I don't predict further than that. Go ahead.
Will this job last me at least 4 years?
I think it's a very long-term job. I think it's going to be something that might be over 4 years. It's going to be extremely, looking at this last card and the connections and the other two cards, you're going to have a honeymoon period, you know. It's going to be hard, but then you'll have that honeymoon period, and then I think that's going to when you're going to meet that person. So within the next 90 days, the job and that person are going to be together, and you're going to, after you feel a little more comfortable in your job, then you're going to feel really carefree, almost like a child, you know. So this is a real successful time for you. So this is kind of like love, sunshine, play, blah, 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 extended trip, travel. All of it's going to be combined, but you're going to see it in the big lump sum as a really positive time in your life. So just feel real positive. I mean, just walk in as if you just know it's going to happen, just with all that kind of confidence.
Is this man going to be romantic with me, or is he more of a mentor at work?
No, that one is just a mentor at work, but the other one that I had, it's different. But that one is totally a mentor at work.
Well, I'll need that, and that's great. And
so you saw
another man coming in my life romantically?
Yeah, well, that's after the hardship period. I think there's another guy that's going to show up for you. And I think this guy is going to be the one that's playful and fun. And after this hard period that you're going through with that job, I think this guy is going to be a respite for you. And you're just going to be, you know, cloud nine. I think it's going to be a real positive thing that's going to happen to you. So the spring is really unfolding for you as we speak. So just like the seasons change, this is a big change coming up for you. And it's well-deserved. I feel you really are, set for the job. You have the qualifications, and I think you're right in the stage of your life that you're ready to have the relationship, too.
Well, I've been through quite a trauma. And so do you have any thoughts, whether it's Franklin Templeton, PG&E, HealthNet?
No, I don't see any of that because I'm not familiar with that. No. So just keep your eyes open, and probably Adam might be able to share something on that because he's really good about that.
Okay.
So have a good weekend.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bless you. Thank you. Hi, Adam.
Wendy, I see you going back to, I see you having two offers. Within probably next 3 weeks, you'll get them. You may hear something as soon as next Wednesday or Tuesday. You may hear something about a follow-up or more questions. But I feel like that I see that person that Patsy's seeing, that male, but that's a person that's connected to a former job that you left that you thought you were done with, whatever reason you severed ties with them. But you may be hesitant to go back or work with them in that position. But the other positions you applied for, it came up that you're either very overqualified or extremely underqualified or going to be overworked. Something in extreme is present. And I feel like you could be overqualified. It's just not right. You may be too much responsibility, overworked. But there's another position that you've got that you've already taken. You could have even worked with the company before, or you always wanted to work with the company, or you've done that position before. It may not be ideal because you've done it before, but it's actually going to be the most suitable position for you to take that will lead you to a more of a secure, knowing, competence, feeling a sense of autonomy and competence with that position that's going to put you in a frequency that will allow you to focus on your personal and your social life, and you won't be taking work home with you. And that's what's going to open up the door for that romantic interest to manifest into your life that Patsy saw.
You know what?
Which one of those companies have an
intuition.
You already worked for?
I have an intuition that I'm going to get a job offer from PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, for their customer service call center. And I actually have been offered a job at HealthNet Centene. Of course, pending the background check, and I'm right in the middle of that, and that should go by just fine. I think I'm going to get a job. I just sense I'm going to get a solid job offer from both of them. If I have to choose between the two, which one would be more security for me?
Have you ever worked with either one of those in any capacity before?
No.
Or which position have you?
I've never worked for either one of them in my life. They both be very good jobs. I have 18 years call center experience, 15 in the medical insurance world, 3 in the financial banking. And
okay. Well, whatever you have the most experience in, that position that you've done the most recently, which one were you doing the most recently? The call center?
I've done 18 years call center.
What was the most recent? What was the most recent position?
It would be a major vision insurance company in the United States.
That was your most recent position?
I had a magical interview on November the 11th with Kyle from a staffing agency regarding Franklin Templeton. And he really, really, sincerely loved me, and I think he wants to hire me. He contacted them last month, and they were not ready to hire anybody right then. that's out of the box for me. That's more data entry and talking to brokers. So these are all very good jobs. There's a job through Owen Dunn, and I've never worked for them, but they do a lot of eligibility. In other words, medical insurance, they confirm that your employer is reporting your information to the company, and we would update it. So that would be an
excellent
Wendy,
job. Well, Wendy, it sounds like you have some great opportunities, and I definitely see two of them going to be very reasonable. But the one with that man, that contact, I think that's the same man that Patsy saw. But I'm going to tell you this. Make sure you are choosing the one that you know that you know that you know that you already have the experience for, so you can have that sense of competency. But I wish you all the best, and I do see those jobs coming, your choice of two of them. But I would encourage you to choose the one that you know that you already have the most experience in, because it's going to give you the sense of competency that you need. All the best, Wendy. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. Congratulations on the
Thanks.
Jobs. You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you both.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Our next caller, the last four digits are 3774. Caller, the last four digits, 3774. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Suzanne, Long Island. And thanks for taking my phone call. I just wanted to see what you saw at Love Life.
Okay, Suzanne. Did you hear us talking at the beginning of the program, what we were talking about?
I'm sorry, no, I just came on.
Okay, because basically what we're talking about, when you see somebody that's expressing some kind of negativity, are you quick to condemn them or criticize them, or do you connect and realize that you might have some flaws or some faults of your own, and then you're willing to give them some grace? And I think that's going to affect this reading for you.
No, I do.
You give them grace? Are you pretty
yes.
good about that? Yeah. Because I'm seeing this first card that I pulled is about a relationship. And isn't that what you asked me about?
Do you see one coming in for me?
Well, I see a relationship coming. It seems like it's something that's already been established, okay? And it's a decision that you're going to make about this. So is there someone that you have been dating or that you broke up with and it's coming back or something like that? It seems like it's somebody you already know.
I know somebody, but we're friends. He wants to make a little bit more, but I don't know because he has like a girlfriend or something in Florida, and I don't want to get involved in all that.
Right. And so that might be who's coming up in this, okay? And I think that the way you're going to have to hold that grace in your heart and accept whatever this person's going through, because it's almost like this thing as a romance, it's been kind of at a standstill, and you're both going to have to move away and let nature just take its course. And I think by you being able to do that, then you're going to make space for another person to come in. And the other person is also somebody you already know. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, but it may not be somebody that you know that's going to be in a romantic sense. It's somebody that's, I don't know, maybe you've been at some kind of event or something and they've been in the area or something. But I think once you realize who it is and you get together with them, you go, oh, yeah. I was at that same thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, I think I remember seeing you. There's going to be something like that that's going to be a bond that'll be a great aha. Okay? So I'm seeing this. Hold on. What's today? The 10th? April, May. Before Cinco de Mayo, okay, which is May the 5th. So before May the 5th, I see that this other thing with that guy that might be involved with somebody, whatever, is you're both going to honor each other and step back. And then I think that once that steps back, then that other guy's going to reveal himself. So don't worry about it. I think that a natural chain of events is going to take care of itself. Okay?
Okay.
And the next card that I have for you is... something is coming up that you're going to really have to address. It's going to be pretty painful. Okay? So,
like what?
I don't, I'm trying to think of what it's going to involve. Something's going to break your heart, real disappointment. It could be like not a fight, but some kind of disagreement you have with a friend or something, and you're gonna the loss of this relationship is really gonna disappoint you. Maybe like a real disappointment. Not it's not a death or anything like that, but it's somebody that you may have trusted, and or you thought you were on the same page and you weren't, and it's gonna be.
Well,
really
I
kind of
just broke up with a friend 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, and that might be what's coming up here because it's definitely something that's deeply disappointing. And you're going to be able to accept another person in your life, and you will evolve from that debris of this past breakup, so to speak. And it almost is like a breakup when it comes as strongly as this one was in your life. And I don't know. But
yeah,
and
now I have another friend who I just saw who I think I'm going to make good friends with instead.
Well, there you go. There you go. And that sounds really, really good. But once again, I'm seeing another relationship. So it's pretty funny that three of these cards are moving towards that, even though one of them isn't a relationship card, but it's moving toward it. And so the romance is going to be kind of slow, kind of almost feels like it's at a standstill. And then what's going to happen is as you really, really watch it from afar, then you're going to get a happier future because I think you're going to try to analyze it a little too much. So when in this new relationship that you're going to kind of, I think the person, like I said, is already around you. I think that you're going to have to watch that, watch all the moves, how you make and everything, and then it'll come to fruition on a better footing. But right when you first, it's going to be a little tumultuous, I think, at the beginning. And so you're just going to have to back off, and both of you will have to back off, but then it'll be much happier after all the crap, you know, kind of the dust settles. And then you go, oh, yeah. Because I think what's happening, you're going to bring some of this breakup of the friendship. You're going to still be having some of that hanging on. So my suggestion is to you to please clear yourself. Take a salt bath, okay? Do your meditation. Keep clearing yourself every day, every day, every day, so that you can really make some really clear decisions in the upcoming next 90 days. And as always, always standing back and watching is going to be the best advice I can give you.
Oh, so I've seen the man around?
Yeah, he might be around you. So I'm going to turn it over to Adam because usually he can clarify a lot of stuff that I start. So,
oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Suzanne. Have a great weekend, honey.
Okay.
Hey, Suzanne, I want to tell you this. I do see relationships coming. That other one that you spoke about with the guy in Florida who has or something in Florida that is going to naturally dissolve and be honored because he's not going to leave that situation alone and you're not going to be dealing with somebody that's not dealing with you completely. It looks like the person from the past is someone that you're in the high school with or you worked with. I feel like it's a high school connection. Is there a Patrick in your current circle, either romantic or platonic, relation, family-wise, or just friend-wise, from your it's a past associate? So I don't know if it's a cousin, a family member, or a friend named Patrick.
No, I don't know anyone.
Okay, well, don't worry about that name. I don't know why I heard that name for it. We will dismiss that. But I do know for sure that I do see somebody you want to reconnect with from the past. I feel like this high school friend or high school acquaintance or something school weight wise, but you may know them from high school or like Patsy said, you'll run into them, you're gonna realize, oh my gosh, I went to that high school. What year were you there? When were you? What time were you there? But in order for you to accelerate that process, Suzanne, this reading is really speaking and encouraging you to really, really begin to get a sense of dedication and commitment to following through with some of your ideas for personal business or entrepreneurship or some goal, personal goal that you want to. I don't know whether it's an actual entrepreneurship goal or was it a goal of to travel for some type of business event or to go see some particular business and shop. But it's, I don't know, it's three of those things connected together. It's blurry for me, but I do know that you haven't been committed to it. The idea is there, but you haven't followed through. Whether it's, hey, I want to go and partake on this event, or hey, I want to go open up this business, or I want to to work on starting a business or following something other that you're not acting on, like a project, a hobby that could lead to entrepreneurship possibly. This reading is saying when you focus on doing that for yourself for the sake of this is the idea you have, following through, commitment, expression, you're going to naturally find yourself in direct the path of the relationship that is very, very beautiful and very, very divine for you. Does that make sense, my friend?
Not really. I work in a school. I really don't have any business things.
Well, I was, and you haven't had any ideas for any type of entrepreneurship, any type of hobbies or business events, or not business events, but like traveling to go be a part of some type of expo or conference for some particular idea or hobby that you have?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, maybe your new friend that you're beginning to associate with, she'll introduce you or they'll introduce you to, and I will encourage you to follow through with it. Because you want to create something outside of your current job, some type of hobby, some type of other extracurricular event that you can begin to express yourself through to change your vibrational frequency, and that's going to put you in alignment with a very beautiful relationship. But there's something else you're supposed to be doing outside of just your 9-to-5 job.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to, like, serve wine. I was thinking of doing that, like, in like just people can sample wine in liquor stores.
Mm-hmm.
I just applied for that today.
Okay. Oh, that sounds like something similar to that involved. Will you be traveling? Will it eventually cause you to travel and go visit different wineries? Are you interested in going around to different wineries across the nation?
No, not far, but a couple of the different liquor stores or something, maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, I would encourage you just to find a hobby, find something you can do, extracurricular, that you can turn into a hobby, turn into some type of maybe the idea eventually can turn into something entrepreneurial, but you want to begin to look for outside of yourself for different things. Okay, Suzanne?
Real quick, do you see me keeping the 9-to-5, the job I have now, or will I get something else?
Eventually you will get something else. I see you're going to keep that up until right around your birthday. I don't know when your birthday is, if it's in the fall, but I do see
it
that
is.
You're going to have something different by your birthday.
Is it going to be with school still? Or?
It looks like it may be. Nope. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be school related. I think it's going to be dealing with somebody's business venture project.
Hmm.
It's more business than school. Me, it looks like.
Okay.
But it'll all naturally build itself. All right, Susan, thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. All the best with everything. Keep us updated.
Okay, thank you.
Good night.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. Well, Patsy, it looks like we're almost out of time, 9:54. I don't want to take another caller because we're going to go into it. But, Patsy, I want to talk to you about a common thing that I heard tonight on our show was this letting go. I think almost in every reading we talked about, in some capacity, letting go. And it's funny because I started the conversation off about letting go. Letting go of things, letting go of my stuff, but there's relationships, jobs, careers, or people holding on to past relationships. Did you notice that theme, Patsy, that we were saying that a lot, letting go?
Not only did I notice that, what I felt was there's a lot of fear was going on. There was not a lot of trust in the light that we talked about, the light at the beginning, and being able to look at our own faults and make an inventory and trust God. And it seemed like people were worried, you know, like, am I going to get this job? Am I going to get this relationship? And I didn't feel a lot of light and hope coming out of that. And I think a lot of it, Adam, has to do with this country. A lot of people are living more in the emotion rather than living in the spiritual world, you know. So I say, you know, let's say a silent prayer that we get the resolution that they get the resolution that they're seeking, and then they can look for greater opportunities on a grand scale instead of being focused on, I've got to get this and I've got to get, it's that desperation that I'm feeling. And I was getting sad.
Yeah, Pastor. It was very interesting. It has to do with the energy that's on the planet right now in our country, and maybe this full moon, too. This has a lot to do with it. Pastor, what are you seeing coming up in the next few weeks?
What'd you say?
I said, what are you seeing for me in the next few weeks?
Well, I'm seeing a lot around you. I think you're going to enter such a major shift, it's going to blow you away. Remember when I had talked to you right before the program, and I saw a lot of lights coming, a lot of incredible stuff was coming. And then you had shared to me about this comet around us. But I first saw it on a level for you, that there was going to be an amazing flip, 180-degree turn. It's like, whoa, it's just going to freak you out. So that's what I was seeing coming up for you. And I also see it, you know, I'm starting to believe that for myself. I'm feeling like I'm riding on the crest of a wave right now. And whenever I start feeling a little bit anxious, like what these people were talking about, I just have to know that it's a false belief. That's my ego saying, you don't deserve this. So just say, shut up, ego, and just look towards the light. So what do you see for me?
Patsy, I see a lot of abundance coming for you. I see a lot of abundance, and I'm seeing, but I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. Patsy, look, you got the Empress, you got the Sun, and the Chariot.
Holy moly. Holy moly.
But also with that, Patsy, but with that underneath it is the Ten of Swords. And it's something about it is telling me, and the Ace of Wands reversed, and something is saying, Pastor, you're going to have a hard time balancing not feeling guilty of not taking care of certain people around you.
Well, you got that
and
right.
I would encourage you, Patsy, whatever abundance you get, don't even tell me, don't tell anybody. Not out of a sense of secrecy or not out of a sense of withholding, but it looks like it'll serve you better if you just keep it to yourself and just allow the universe to bless you how you want to bless you and take care of things you need to take care of and not to become prideful or not to become base your hope and your security on your financial or whatever this material abundance is coming from. But it's to be able to know to take care of when you need to take care and give what you need to give and do things you want to do. But Pastor, you cannot try to jump in and start playing the big time philanthropist or taking care.
Yep.
That's not what that will be what that is for this season when you get it.
Well, it's funny you should say that because I have been faced with some really incredible truths about myself as far as financial stuff, and I'm forced to have to look and take care of it myself. So you're right about that. I had been asking everybody and nobody can help me do this. This is something that is time to put on my big girl panties and just start learning how to be an adult when it comes to the finances. So, and you're right. If I get some money or something, I'm always telling everybody around I'm like the grasshopper in the middle of the winter, you know, instead of just saying, you know what, slow down, save this, be a little bit more reasonable. So you're right about that. So that's a good piece of advice that I need to heed.
Well, thank you for your advice. Well, Patsy, I do think this is a special show though, even though we've heard a lot of fear or motivation. It still is beautiful to hear the reality of where we're at, and we can all know that we've been there before. We struggle with our fear. So it's good to hear it in other people so we can be more recognizing and give that grace out to other people. And I'm so thankful you're using your gift to bring people into a state of more peace and a more sense of trusting in the universe and in their faith. Well, Pastor, any last closing idea before we end the show for good?
Well, I'm going to have a little saying from Ephesians, which is 5:14. Anything exposed to the light will itself become light.
Wow. I love that.
Everything's about anything exposed to the light, which means if you're willing to look at the truth, then it will become light. And I am all about taking an action about that. And I bless everyone that called tonight because I saw how I feel the things that we saw for them were really good things coming. So I just hope that they'll be able to accept that.
Amen. Amen. I pray that too. Well, Patsy, thank you so much and love you. God bless everyone for listening. Y'all have a great night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.